Good evening, folks. This is The Weird Part, and I am your host, Vincent Trewell. It is my privilege this evening to have Charles from What's Up With Mars, a very unique Instagram account, and welcome to the show, Charles.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, most people, I'll be honest, don't use Instagram for all that much. I'll be honest, I don't. I only use it to promote other stuff like the podcast and the website. But you're really doing something unique. And I mean, if you could explain it for our listeners, what exactly do you do with What's Up on Mars? What's up with Mars?
What's up with Mars? Well, you know, probably you and, you know, probably all your listeners and everybody, we all followed Opportunity when it went to Mars. You know, we watched the landing. It was very exciting. And I'll go on the NASA website, and you can click on Opportunity, and you can watch it feed all day long, every day. I mean, it's just a treasure trove full of photographs and pictures and video. But the funny thing was, on the very first day that it panned the scene, I saw an anomaly. So took a picture of it. And that's the very first picture that was online. And I said, Bob, what's up with Mars? You know, how come NASA doesn't say, what is that thing? You know? So I started this Instagram page, and then from them it just kept going and going. And you know, I have hundreds of them. I'm behind as far as posting them because there's just so many of them.
Yes, and I've got to tell you, I love your site. And what I especially enjoy about it is that these aren't pictures taken by you. At these, the internet's awash in pictures of UFOs and Bigfoot and what have you that, you know, somebody took. And I don't mean to make light of anybody's efforts, but in today's world, everything's fakeable. And, you know, a lot, there's also, frankly, and I never like comment negatively, but I just let it go. There's an awful lot of pareidolia that goes on too, where people see things that are maybe not really there. Mm-hmm. But what you're doing, you're using official NASA images that are taken by the rover on Mars. These are not your pictures. These are their pictures. And I find that absolutely fascinating because you've got images of things that can't be what they say they are, if they say they are anything at all.
You know, and I've even, you know, tried to contact them and said, how come, you know, what they do is they post the pictures, you know, or the videos, and you watch it. They never comment on it. You know, they don't say, what's that over there, or try to explain what that is over there. I mean, it's just amazing. There was one that I don't know if you remember a little while back, and I got it in one of my pictures. It looks like a little ball of wire, and they said, "Oh, that fell off the rover." And it's like, "Well, then it's not working, then, huh? Because little balls of wire just don't fall off the rover. Come on, they're not even run by wire. It's all circuits." So that was BS right there.
And now that wasn't the one that was the perfect sphere, was it?
I'm sorry, what?
That wasn't the one that was the perfect sphere, because that was the one you posted on November 30th. And that really impressed me because it looked like a little shot put or something was sitting there.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a different one. This looks like a little ball of wire.
Huh.
But the sphere, I think I have three or four of them posted. There's a lot of them.
Yes.
Like there's one laying around. There's a lot of them. And they look like little cannonballs. And I can't explain it. I don't know what they are. And NASA doesn't seem to want to explain it. They don't even want to say they don't know.
And natural forces like wind, erosion, and I'm fond of commenting on your posts that everything is wind erosion. Right. even if there was ancient water erosion, nature doesn't produce very many perfect spheres.
That's right.
Almost unheard of. Not impossible in some circumstances, but really rare. And there's a lot of stuff.
If it was nature, it'd be like a round stone or something.
Yes, exactly. this looks like a cannonball. That's what it looks like. And what is this stuff? And it begs the question. And NASA is not forthcoming. I have a few. Go ahead.
So they did admit that there's water on Mars.
Yes.
Not only that there used to be water on Mars, but they believe there is water on Mars. They admitted to that. And now they're starting to talk about it had all the elements for life on Mars. So I think they're trying to slowly go around to it, maybe not to startle people. And, I'll say right now, I don't believe that anybody's living on Mars. You know, it's a desolate planet. But Mars was created before Earth. And I think Mars had an atmosphere before Earth, and NASA admits they had an atmosphere. And they had all the, elements for life, and they had life. And how far did it go? I don't know. It's funny because most of the pictures I find, they look like Native American artifacts. So it doesn't look like they're advanced. But then once in a while, you do find some that do look advanced. And then you thought, well, how did that get there? So it could be like, us today, I can go up in the mountains and look at Indian ruins, but I'm living in a modern world, and maybe they have their modern world and their Indian ruins too.
Which would be, if I may, just incredible if there was life at a hunter-gatherer level producing art. I mean, that would be... That'd be fascinating in so many ways. I agree that I think there's, and this is not maybe the most popular view to have, but I believe there is a warming up process that's been going on and on and on, where they're kind of dripping us clues with an eyedropper, you might say, because you can only do the big reveal once. People are going to freak out.
That's the Orson Welles thing. They think people will freak out. And unfortunately, it's probably true.
I felt a lot better about disclosure before the pandemic. I was very much, hey, we're Americans. We demand the right to know. You tell us, NASA, everything you know. And then I thought, wait a minute. A third of the country is going to say they're demons or something, I think that they're doing a very slow approach to unleashing this evidence, but they're putting out things that, as your site shows over and over again, cannot be unmanufactured, whether they're handmade or whether they're factory made or whatever they are. There's something that isn't just wind and water blowing around.
A few fossils in there that they're in dried lake beds.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, just like we find fossils today. There's no reason that Mars didn't have creatures in the water 3 billion years ago, and so there's no reason you can't find a fossil.
Exactly. And I don't know, other than the slow disclosure thing going on, I don't know why that would be even so shocking to just admit it. Yes, we found what appear to be the fossils of ancient life on Mars.
It would be easier to say that because it's not human. So I think people are ready to accept, they're already ready to accept there's microbes. In fact, there's proof of microbes. I have pictures of those too, microbial life that makes those little, mud pots,
Okay, yes.
And other little things that microbes made those. NASA knows that, and I think people can accept that Mars used to have life 3 billion years ago, but it was microbial life or something. And then you go, oh, look, no, a little more advanced. It had some fish,
yes.
And then go from there,
You had something
up
there.
We haven't found any human remains, but I did... One of my pictures shows a bone. It certainly looks like a femur of either a human or an animal. I don't know what, but it's pretty amazing to look at.
Oh, yes. I'm trying to think of what those very early water life forms, and now I'm blanking on what they are, but that
might have
They
heard.
have that where they have a lot of fossils and they go back to towards the beginning of vertebrate life. It may even be an invertebrate.
Yeah.
You have at least one that looks a lot like that. And I don't think, again, I don't think the public would lose their mind if that was revealed that, yeah, that lived on Mars, 2 billion years ago. That's not really a hot item. I wouldn't, it'd be very important to me and probably to you, but it wouldn't like shock the public conscience all that much, I don't think. But it's still a
Yeah.
very drip by drip process.
Yeah, and then you have the, the speculation of, if Mars did have life, and if it reached an advanced civilization, are you comparable or higher than ours? Then what happened? What happened to Mars? Did those people come to Earth, or did Earth start over on its own? It's all these
Oh,
questions that you wonder about,
it's a very open-ended question. If, I mean, it would seem to me that intelligent life and human life would be two very different things because just because of the gravity and, the air pressure and everything, something, especially the gravity, I think that human, now this is, I'm just speaking, from the top of my head,
Sure.
but I think that humans are developed, evolved within the gravitational pull of the Earth. We can only be so tall. We can only be so much, weigh so much within quite a broad range, but not there that very far. And if you evolved with what does Mars have about 40% of the gravity of Earth?
Yeah,
I
I don't know.
it's roughly that. You wouldn't have the same conditions. You much might be much taller and more spindly. You would have to adapt to whatever the climate was. You would look very different. And
I think a more maybe more acceptable version would be that. Mars had life, lost its atmosphere, everything went out into space, and a lot of that came to Earth, and then we started ours. And I think people would be more ready to accept that, because that seems to make a little more sense. But
yes.
there are those people that believe, that, hey, humans really don't fit on Earth, I mean, we get sunburned. We can't take the radiation from the sun. Our circadian rhythm is off, but it matches Mars's, which is weird. So there's a lot of things like that. That
That is something I have literally never heard before.
oh yeah. There's the astronauts noticed that. They're the one that brought it up. The guys at the space station, when they're up there, you're what is it? 12 hours here, and I think it's 13 hours on Mars, and it fits them. That's like. That's why we have trouble sleeping here, because we don't have the right
That's very
rhythm,
interesting. Wow. Uh-huh.
So it's some crazy stuff, and it just makes you wonder.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it opens a Pandora's box of questions that
Yeah.
are all very interesting.
And you think,
Yes.
how long have humans been here? Biblically 6,000 years, scientifically 100,000 years, maybe.
No.
I mean, we're talking billions of years, anything can happen billions of years. So, planets can come and go, stars come and go, civilizations come and go.
A society could develop weapons of mass destruction and wipe itself
Yeah.
out. Many things could happen.
I mean, what's that one place in Turkey they found? What I'm talking about? It's like,
Göbekli Tepe.
yeah, Göbekli Tepe.
I'm mangling the name, but yes,
Yeah,
they found a
Göbekli Tepe.
ancient,
Göbekli Tepe. Yeah.
yes, Göbekli Tepe.
12,000 years old. And they're talking about that. And they said there might have even been civilizations before. And it's like, why not? We could have had three or four civilizations come and go,
Oh,
in a billion
absolutely.
years. I mean, And there
And
would be nothing left to find, you know.
oh,
So,
yes,
you
if
know.
I think people exaggerate what could be found in the fossil record. If we, for some reason, whether natural or whether a nuclear war or what have you, were gone tomorrow, 100 years after that, it'd be awfully hard to find anything, let alone tens of thousands of years. You
Yeah.
just, it wouldn't be available. And from the latest that I've read, physically modern human beings existed 120,000 years ago. Well, it didn't take us that long to go from the most low-tech civilization to where we are now.
Right.
It stands to reason that that would have happened multiple times.
Yeah,
That
if you figure, you know, we started out as a caveman, and then 100,000 years later, here we are. If we're around for another 100,000 years, what are we going to be like? You know,
Exactly, exactly.
traveling the universe, you know, to looking totally different. Who knows? You
If
know,
we
we've
don't
never been
wipe ourselves
around
out, yes.
one.
If we can manage not to wipe ourselves out, we will become quite fascinating beings in the future.
Sure. I mean, look at dinosaurs. You know, they're around for 40 million years. You know, we're 100,000, nowhere near them.
Yes, indeed.
I mean, they had a long reign, you know.
A lot longer than, well, I was reading something the other day about different species of dinosaur and about how they were so far apart in time that they're both vastly further apart than we are from them, that they were far more distant from each other than we are from the last one,
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh
Yeah.
yes, that they were around for eons, which opens up some things too, that what they could have evolved into, and that's probably a different show, but
For
that just
sure.
that things could have happened on Mars that then affected Earth to me seems
No,
very
no, you
possible.
saw this. This is interesting, is that NASA found opals on Mars.
Wow.
A rock with opals in it. And you think, what? Opal? Then, you know, how could they appear to be a precious gem there? Well, opals are created with what's it called? Ammonium sulfide, I think, something like that. Anyway, it needs water. It's water and ammonium sulfide creates opal, which I didn't know. I read the article and that's what they said. I mean, there's just more proof of water on Mars because they couldn't be there otherwise. You know?
Yes,
So that's
yes.
pretty amazing. So now it's like, now when I'm skirting through these pictures, like maybe I'll find some diamonds here. You know?
Exactly. It's
Yeah.
amazing what's seemingly laying around there.
Yeah.
And yes, it would have, well, they have admitted that there's water. And particularly, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, underground water.
Yeah, they're admitting now that there's water on the moon. I mean, it's just
Wow.
like,
Yes, I have. I can't
yeah.
source it, but I have heard that yes,
Yeah,
that
it's
in the
totally
craters there
different
could be
than
water. Yeah.
what we grew up with, you know, teaching in school. I mean, they just have to write the rewrite the history books, you know.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
I
it's just.
remember the moon is a dead, arid surface. There's no atmosphere, and there's no water, and there's no nothing. It's just a rock. Mars isn't much different, but it's larger.
Right.
And now I am old enough to recall when it wasn't considered a settled matter, and there was some speculation that maybe there were plants on Mars because of the changing way they could view it through telescopes. But then they later narrowed that and said, no, nothing lives on Mars. And I
The
don't
fossils I
find that a
found,
settled issue.
I've not found a fossil of a plant, but I do have some pictures that look like they could be fossils of something,
Oh, yes.
but not really plant-like. I don't know which ones, if any, that you're posting, but there's
Oh,
one
yes. I'm going to post several.
it's like a
One.
red circle and it's got like lines through it.
Huh.
It's like, what is that? I mean, it's a fossil. But a fossil of what? I don't know. You know.
Well, you posted on, if I can look through it, I'm going to find it. And that trilobite was the thing I was thinking of,
Oh,
the ancient
trilobite.
life form. Something, you have something up there that looks dead on like a trilobite. But you also have something you put up on October 26th. There's just a field of things that look, some of them look like bones. They definitely cannot be the product of erosion. There is no scenario where that's possible.
Was that the blueberries you're talking about?
Let's
That's
see.
made by water too.
Well, these were like freestanding objects that, as a number of things that you have up there, and they look almost like leg bones. They look, let me just see
Oh,
here.
October 14th, maybe. The
What?
October 14th one, it definitely looks like a skeleton of a serpent. And it's just
Yes, I think that's the one I'm talking about.
yeah, you just can't ignore that, you know.
Exactly that, and that cannot be produced by just wind and even
Yeah,
ancient
it's got a
water.
whole
No.
vertebrae and a neck and everything.
Yes, exactly. It's clearly, if we found that in Arizona, we would have no problem, or Australia, we would have no problem saying that was some sort of animal, you
And you
know.
know what's funny too is that you know how people go, oh, we were never on the moon, oh, that was all staged and fake. I see so many of these things on Mars. Sometimes I think maybe they're not really on Mars. Maybe they're just saying they are, and it's fake because they're showing Earth stuff. You know, it all
Yes,
seems
yes.
like that. It's just crazy.
My biggest argument against the moon landings being fake. Now, I won't say that maybe the footage that was shown may have been staged to make sure that it went right. Okay. We can't go up there and you know, F it up, right? You know, fall off the lander. But I don't, there were nine moon landings that we acknowledge. And I can't believe the Soviets or the Chinese or even the French, whomever, wouldn't have exposed us completely if we were just playing games and
Yeah,
not
really.
actually going to the
That's a
moon.
very good point. Yeah.
You
Yeah.
know,
The
it
other
wouldn't
countries wouldn't
even,
have put up with it.
exactly, other countries would have exposed us completely. I think, if anything, there were more moon landings rather than fewer. I don't have hard data on this, but it's just speculation, but I do some speculation. I think we may have had previous moon landings that might have failed and might have had to, you know, test it out. And I won't doubt that possibly the Russians or even the Germans may have attempted moon landings that didn't work out. That would not It would
That's a
shock
really good
me,
point
but
because,
only so
especially
much.
Russia, if they do it, they wouldn't tell anybody.
Exactly. Exactly. They had cosmonauts die in orbit that were just out there. Presumably, I think they're still out there, a couple of them. And, you know, they're not going to release that. Well, there is one cosmonaut, and I don't have his name off top, but he did go into space and he died, and they left him there. Well, they couldn't very well bring him back. That wasn't their choice. But they erased him from all the official pictures. Just wiped it out that no, Yuri Gagarin, first man in space, forget about this other guy, doesn't matter, never
Wow.
existed. And that was kind of the Soviet mode for dealing with bad events. They don't have like a, we acknowledge the Challenger crash happened. They weren't really doing that, you know, and that was handled very differently. But yes,
Yeah, that was horrific, by the way.
oh yes,
I
terribly. I
remember
remember that.
watching that, and it's just, oh my God.
It was mind blowing. Yeah, it was a very bad event. How did, if I just to change shift gears a little bit, how did you get involved with all this? How what piqued your interest?
I'm just one of those guys. I mean, when I was a little kid, I had a. It's so funny because it was like a star chart, and it had those little green fluorescent things on them that were radioactive, that they banned today. Remember
Yes,
those?
I
And you put them
do
under the
know what
light
you're
and
talking.
they'd light up. Then you can go outside and you can look at the stars and you could match it to it and then you could see which one it was.
Oh,
And
wow.
I had a telescope, and all that. I've always been interested in it. It's
Yes.
just fascinating to me. I mean, I would do anything to be one of those people that are going to Mars. I
Oh,
don't,
wow. Okay.
and it's like, well, you're not coming back. And it's like, so I got to die somewhere. I'd rather die on Mars, and that'd be awesome.
I applaud your courage
Yeah, be able to
because
say you went to Mars,
I totally support the space program for other people. I don't feel I have what it takes to just be in a capsule for that long.
I don't think I
And
have what it takes either. I'm just saying I would love to be able to do it.
oh yes, it's
And
a
who
great
knows, in our
accomplishment.
lifetime, it might be possible. It
Oh,
might
I
just
think
cost me
so.
like maybe $10,000 that you and I can, go up into space, and orbit the Earth and come back down or something like that.
I think I could do what William Shatner did. Yeah,
There you
I could
go.
do that. Yes.
That's pretty cool that he did that.
Oh, I thought it was. And I'll leave
It
everything
would have been
else
that like
about
3
Elon
million.
Musk out of it, but I like that.
So it's super expensive right now, but it'll be
Yes.
cheaper, and especially, I mean, we have a space station. Maybe Elon Musk can set up a space hotel, and just send his rockets up there, and people just go up there for a month or something, I mean, I can see this all happening. Hope, whether
Oh
it's in our
yes.
lifetime, I don't know. It'll happen.
I think that's very possible in the near future, relatively near future, honestly.
That would be cool. I'm 63 now, so
Okay.
I got maybe 20 years left to see if it happens. And we'll
Shatner
see.
did it in 90, so
Yeah.
he's a celebrity.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to say he had an easy life, but after.
Yes.
But yeah, it'd be cool.
I've got to ask your opinion for whatever it is. What do you think about Richard Hoagland and the face on Mars?
I'm sorry, Richard, who?
Okay, Richard Hoagland, he was well, he is a frequent guest on different shows. He was a frequent appearance on Art Bell and Coast to Coast AM, and he was a scientific advisor to Walter Cronkite, which is kind of his claim to fame. And he talks a lot about NASA and a lot about the moon and Mars and the face on Mars. I think it's Cydonia. Is that something that you're particularly interested in, or maybe not?
They've discounted that many times. It's the way the lighting is, and just looks like a face. If you saw it from another direction, it wouldn't, So, that's just up out there. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I mean, it's pretty damn huge. It's
It is.
mountainous size. So I don't really know, but there's supposed to be pyramids behind it, which is, makes it more intriguing, to say the least,
Yes, indeed. I don't have a hard set position on that because it could be pareidolia. It could be just we're human beings. We're programmed to see faces. We're programmed to see patterns. And if you see two dots, a dot in the middle, and three dots at the bottom, you see a face, even if it's just dots,
And I've
I
had people
don't.
say that to me too. I'll post a picture and they'll go, "Oh, come on, it's just a shadow or something." And it's like, do what you want to. It's up to you.
Well, yeah, I understand what they're saying, but some of the things that you've posted, there is no possible way that that could be purely natural.
You know what's funny too is
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
There's a, I don't know what you'd call it. It's not really an anomaly so much. But I've noticed with a lot of pictures, and I saw somebody post this once, or somebody else noticed it, is that when there's items on Mars, let's just say it's scanning across rocks and stuff, and there's little items on there, and they all have a shadow. So you can figure about where the sun is according to the shadow. But then a lot of them, the shadow is going the other way. It doesn't make sense, you know? And it's like, why is it that? And that comes up a lot. You know, like the shadow is not, they don't match, you know?
And yes,
Doesn't make
I
sense.
mean, everything kind of works like a sundial. You can kind of tell what time of day the
Right.
picture's taken by the shadows. And either maybe the rover's off, maybe the information we're being given is off. I don't honestly don't know.
I don't
But
know, but you can
yes.
have one rock with the shadow going heading to the west and rock next to the shadow on the east side of the rock. How can that possibly be? You know,
Yes,
it's
that's
very
really
weird.
weird. Yeah,
So
indeed.
I can't explain that. And then sometimes there's just a whole bunch of black dots that if you zoom in on, it's just, you know, it goes blurry. What is that? Why are there a bunch of black dots? You know, I don't understand what that is either.
That is really interesting. And we don't know. It could be some kind of natural phenomena that we're not familiar because it's a different planet.
I suppose, yeah. You know,
Or it
I
could
wish
be
they would explain
leftover
some of
high
this stuff a
tech.
little better.
Oh, yes. They don't make a lot of explanations, do they?
No, that's the thing. They don't explain it, they just show it, you know, and kind of leave it up to you to interpret, and they won't answer you. You know.
I filed a Freedom of Information Act request once
Wow.
with NASA, and yeah, I wasn't getting anything. That was
When did
about
you do that?
A couple of years ago,
Couple of years
about
ago, and
three.
you didn't hear from
Oh no, I heard. I just
them?
heard we don't have anything for you. We don't know
Oh,
anything about that.
no,
And it wasn't Mars related, but it was kind of interesting. Is that in the 80s there was a object that came from space and crashed into Lake Winnebago, and it was briefly covered, which is where I was growing up at the time. And it was briefly covered in the paper, and the military officer in charge of tracking Soviet and other all the satellites and different objects that are in Earth orbit said, no, it's definitely not space objects. Really, it's not space junk. It's not weapons. It's not a satellite. It's none of that. Everything is, in his words, everything is where it belongs. It's probably a meteor. The head of the Meteorological Association said, oh no, it's definitely not a meteor. It's probably space junk. And so there were, it's probably a part of a rocket that they have the different pieces on the
Yeah,
old
that's
style.
possible. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of
Bring it out of the
those.
atmosphere.
Yes, it's returning to the atmosphere and burning up.
In
And
China, they have a lot of that.
yes, and they were kind of faced off that it's not space junk. Well, it's not a meteor. And then it just kind of disappeared. And I have not been able to find anything on that. And so I filed a FOIA and was told, no, we don't know anything about that. Have a nice day. I didn't get
Yeah.
any closer to the truth that way.
Well, you know, I admit I'm a Ancient Aliens fan, so
Oh,
I love that show, and I love all that stuff, and I believe in aliens, and I believe in there's different levels of them, and there could even be different dimensions of them. So who knows? You know,
Oh, I think there's a lot that we, there's stuff we don't know. There's stuff we know we don't know, but there are also, as the saying goes, unknown unknowns, things that we don't even know that we don't know.
Right. Yeah. We haven't even talked
Yes,
yet.
I think there's a lot out there that we have not come to any understanding on. And that's what keeps us interesting. That's why
Yeah.
that's why we're talking about it today, because it is endlessly fascinating to me.
Yeah, it's very fascinating.
We did touch upon this earlier, but what are your thoughts about life from Mars coming to Earth? Because I know that's probably a decade or more ago, there were some fossils found in Antarctica. And at first, and there was a lot of media attention, and then that kind of dropped off. That seemed to come from Mars via an asteroid strike to Earth. And I mean, that's one way it could come in a very, very like one-celled organism sort of way, or else Martians realizing their planet was dying and packing up and coming here. Please, just what are your thoughts on that?
I'm wide open to it because I think that any of those scenarios is possible because, you're talking a billion years ago. So when Earth was just starting to terraform, they say that's when Mars died. So it's kind of, yeah, was somebody there and they said, we're all going to die, but let's just send stuff there and hopefully it'll terraform, or were they actually able to come here? I don't know if you heard, but I watched this show. It was very interesting about the octopus. And
Oh yes. Well, I don't know if I've heard what you
they
heard. Go ahead.
think it came from space. It's not anything that should be on Earth. It has too many weird things about it that, it doesn't have any lineage or anything. It has different DNA. It's totally different. And that's very well, could come from an asteroid or anything like that. So who
And
knows? No?
I have heard that, and yes, they don't fit
Yeah.
an evolutionary path to be what they are here. And yes, that is absolutely fascinating.
Yeah.
And their level of intelligence
Yeah, and the
that,
level of intelligence and stuff is incredible.
yes, well, they're basically the ones we know about, not the ones in the deep, deep underwater who we don't know much about, but just the ones we know about are basically as intelligent as we are. They just don't live long enough. They never, they never, they're as intelligent as we are, but they only live like 4 years.
Yeah.
So they don't really develop, culture and technology and things as far as we know. You
Sure.
know,
Yes,
it's,
sir. We know. Yeah.
yes,
Might be in
it's,
a water world down there. Who knows?
it, there could be many things, and if you are at least open to the possibility of more psychic technology, more like out of body travel, and which I am in no way an expert in at all.
Yeah,
But
me neither.
if you, yeah, but if you, accept for the sake of argument that such things are possible, then they could be down in the deep, deep traveling astrally, if you will, to other places and doing things that they are not able to make the kind of tech that we make because they can't have, anvils and fire and, the very basic building blocks of a technological society. But they may be able to do other things that would really blow our minds,
Yeah.
and just the stuff they've done in
There's
labs.
another one too. I was trying to remember, but I can't think of it. But there's another sea creature that replicates itself, which nothing else can do. So it doesn't have babies and be born. It just continues to replicate. And it's like,
Wow.
wow.
Yes. Yes. Well, I'm amazed enough by the fact that sharks, female sharks, periodically give birth without mating to clones of themselves.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's a wild thing. It now and it's totally, this is not theory. This is something that biologists have observed in the wild, and mostly when they're like kept in a like a zoo or something, and without any possibility of having mated, the female shark will just give birth to a baby shark that is genetically exactly like her. And it's like,
Wow, that is amazing.
okay,
That's amazing.
that's the stuff we know. That's the stuff that's documented. So you can
Right.
imagine the stuff that's still out there.
Yeah, I mean, scientists are already talking about, that wormholes are possible. In fact, this was one show I saw. It said it's all mathematically possible. We're just not technologically advanced enough to do it.
I think there's a lot
We're
of truth
totally
to that.
convinced we can do it. We're just not there yet,
Yes, I'm thinking of that novel, I want to say by Jules Verne, where mankind goes to the moon by like firing this giant cannon, and they don't take into account that, we need to breathe and stuff. But it's, we know we can do it, we just don't know how yet. And I think there's a lot of things like that,
It's just mathematically proven formulas that this can happen, just haven't reached that point yet. And let me ask you something. What do you think
Yes.
about, people talk about, especially ancient aliens, that maybe we have been influenced by aliens over time, and then that certain people, like, let's say Tesla, or Einstein or whoever, or who was it? Da Vinci,
Yes.
we're all either visited by aliens in their sleep or by some divine providence or whatever, and got these ideas to advance human, not human civilization. Do you
Oh, I
think
don't
it's
dismiss
possible?
that at all. I think that's very possible. I do think it's more likely that they're communicating in some kind of, and probably have their existence in some kind of non-physical way, but I have no doubt, honestly, I mean, speaking freely, I have no doubt that aliens, whether you think of them as coming from another solar system, from somewhere in our solar system, but just older than us, like Martians, or being here at the same time as us, in any which way, somebody who's not us definitely influenced us. I have no doubt about that. There's just too many examples, as you gave with Tesla, with Da Vinci,
Well,
with
excuse those people that, believe in God, whatever, good for you, whatever you believe, but I think that that's where God is. I think that back in the day we were visited by aliens, and you or I or anybody saw a spaceship come down, you'd start worshiping it. I mean, it's obvious he's more advanced than I am.
Oh,
And
yes.
that's where that all came from. So.
And when you consider that, if they could alter the appearance they're showing us, we virtually every ancient culture has these, what we call folklore and legends, but that was their real life to them at the time. And these gods that lived on Mount Olympus or, wherever. I mean, those were very real interactions for people at the time. And no, I would not discount that at all.
Yeah, just like you mentioned, it's that's the thing about it. It's like it wasn't just in Egypt, it's all over the world. They all have the
Oh,
same
yes.
stories. They all have the great foot. They all have sky beings coming down and giving them knowledge. I mean, it's just you can't ignore that anymore. I mean, obviously scientists don't want to say that that's the case.
Oh, they're not going to touch
You don't want to have the
that.
wrath of the Catholics after them, you know.
Yeah,
But come on, I think the evidence is overwhelming. And
I would concur that we have definitely received knowledge from non-human sources repeatedly over human history. In fact, to a large, even disturbing level, they influenced us. They made us, go the directions that we went. I'm thinking of this Indian mathematician, and I can't source this now, but there can't be too many possibilities, who was visited by a traditional Hindu goddess in his dreams, and she gave him the formula for solving this incredibly difficult mathematical equation. Okay, now one can dismiss that was, well, he's a mathematician, he thinks about math all day. This, is in his head. I disagree. I think somebody did come to him in a form that he would accept and give him this information. And that's happened over and over again,
It does. And sometimes I think, why don't they come to me?
Well, and
Could
sometimes
use some of that, you know.
I feel you, but
Don't know who they pick, why they pick them, you
I wasn't really volunteering. I was just kind of, it's a thing that happens. So I absolutely know it happens. I'm thinking of more recent tech innovators who've received what they called a download, where, and again, I don't have.
And what do people do? You know, they chalk it up to, you know, Vishnu or God or somebody gave me this sign. You know, I mean that's just their word for it. They believe something gave them a sign, and that's the only one they can think of is God. You know,
Well,
but.
what's in your head already would be probably what they work with, somebody on the Daily Grail was mentioned as being a computer scientist who had this experience where what he perceived as aliens, like alien grays, if I'm not mistaken, gave him like this beam of light into his brain, and he just saw all these symbols and words moving way too fast for him to interpret them.
Wow.
But then he like learned it like instantly and said that that was huge in doing what he did technologically. And I don't think that he was having a hallucination or mental illness or anything like that. I think that really happened to him, and sent him in a certain direction. And at a more mundane level, perhaps, but perhaps not. It's like when certain inventions occur, it's funny that it's usually never one person that comes up with this idea and, hey, I developed the better mousetrap. It's usually several people like rushing to the patent office at the same time because they all got it. Like when Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, there were like three or four other guys trying to patent the same thing. Like someone who is not us wanted that innovation to happen, And if it was him, great. But if it's not him, fine, it's somebody else. But that was going to happen at that point in time. And that is a pattern that goes on and on. And yeah, I can't help but believe that other intelligences are feeding us stuff for their own purposes. And those
What's that
usually.
one guy's name? Brian Forrest, I think. Is that him, the archaeologist?
I I'm sorry,
Yeah,
I'm not familiar with that name,
I
but that
think it's
doesn't
Brian
mean.
Forrest.
Okay.
Anyway, you know, I've been following him for, don't know, easily 5 years, probably longer. And he was one of those archaeologists that, excuse me, would go to Peru and Inca and look at all that stuff. And he would always dismiss aliens. He would always dismiss, no, this culture knew how to do this kind of stuff and everything. And I find it very interesting that lately, it's like he changed his mind. Because I've seen him on Ancient Aliens now, and he's pointing out stuff. I think he's starting to realize, yeah, people didn't do this. Maybe he was afraid of his reputation at the time. I don't
Which
know,
I think is a huge factor in academia. Yeah, it's,
but he jumped on the bandwagon, and I'm really happy to see that because he's like, one of the foremost guys about Incan culture. And you've seen the,
Oh, yes, there's a lot
Machu
of.
Picchu and all the rocks, and I mean, there's just so many I can't mention them. But how you'd have, a little rock and an L-shaped rock and another one, and they're like molded into each other, and it's just like they did not chisel that.
Yes,
There would
yes.
be no reason to. You just stack rock upon rock. There'd be no reason to. If you have a funny rock, you're going to make the other rock fit that shape. Why would you do that? So they had something, and I noticed. I didn't notice that, through shows and other people and stuff like that, it brought up that in all these ancient cultures, they all have this little purse. Now, have you seen that?
Yes, I have. As a matter of
Yeah.
fact, yes, I
It's
have.
crazy. And they
It's a
say,
recurring motif that people have what appears to be a purse,
and they're
and that
saying it,
just doesn't
what's in their
fit.
purse is what does it, Who
It
knows?
doesn't fit anything else. Yes.
But I noticed like all the stones that are like that, they are beveled. Like to say you can't put a sheet of paper through them, it's so tightly made. And some people say, well, they use some maybe kind of a heat ray and melted the rock. But it doesn't look like that because they're all beveled. I don't know. I
Which
mean,
is very
we think
difficult to
we're so
do.
smart and we have no clue how they made them,
Yes. Well, and one of the criticisms of Ancient Aliens is that they're implying that early native peoples were dumb and couldn't possibly have done this on their own. But that's, to me, always taking it the wrong way. That no, it's not that they couldn't do it. We couldn't do it today ourselves.
Right.
Okay, if we wanted to remake some of these things,
don't know how.
exactly, it wouldn't happen like that. And there are monuments all around the world that
Pyramids
seem to
all
be,
over the world.
yes, including Stonehenge, including so many things in Europe, that it's as though some outside entities were definitely working with us and guiding us and whatever that may mean for their own purposes that we don't, at least I don't pretend to know.
Yeah, you just don't know.
Exactly, and which makes it fascinating,
Yeah.
because what was going on here, and who were these entities? Where did our ideas of gods come from? Because they often seem very different than just like really impressive humans. They seem to be something completely different, and that means something. It means a lot to me that they were not us, but they were influencing us
Sure.
very intentionally.
Sure. And we could be their experiment,
Absolutely.
And you've been around for billions of years and they're going to be around for billions of more years. Maybe they're bored and said, hey, let's make a creation, follow it along or something. Who knows,
See what we can do with these monkeys, and oh, well, we got them walking upright. How about they build stuff?
You know these crop circles that you see all the time?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I have a funny theory on crop circles is that it's just an alien graffiti. They're just
That
going
makes a
down
lot
there,
of sense.
going down there and putting in pictures and going, ah, these people try to figure these out, Maybe it's their signature, you know, that's why they're all different.
That makes a lot of sense because so often the crop circles, you're just left looking at these geometric shapes. And you're like, okay, are you trying to tell us something?
And then they say, you know, these couple guys did it. There's hundreds
Oh,
of thousands of them. There's just no way.
yes. I actually watched the original 60 Minutes episode, which supposedly exposed that these two bar flies from Britain knocked them all down with a like a couple of pieces of wood, and it was like that doesn't begin to cover the complexity now and the frequency. Now a lot are created by humans, but a lot of those humans say I was inspired by an intense dream, by a
I've
vision,
heard
by
about that
something
people do it and they're inspired to do it.
to get up and go and make this thing that makes no sense, and importantly, makes no sense on the ground. If you're walking around knocking down the crops with a 2x4, what you're doing doesn't really, you can't see what you're doing. You can only be seen from the air. And then it's something often quite
That
impressive.
show Ancient Aliens pointed out a really important fact is that when people do it, like you said, and push them down with wood or whatever, it breaks the stock. But there's little
Ah,
crop circles.
yes.
They're bent over, but they're not broken. And they have like a little nodule when they go back up, even of where it bent over. So it's like perfectly done, you know. And there's no way a human can do that.
That is, you pointed out something. Yes, that is true. They're not bashed down the way that we would do it. They're bent. And there's also some, sometimes at least, some strange radiation signatures and
They say they have
thing,
radiation signatures.
yeah,
And then
that
they say that the crops grow better in those spots the next time around. And also, when they level the field, there's like an impression of the picture on the ground. So how can
that
you go
is
cover it with a
fascinating.
tractor, you know?
Yes.
So
And
that's pretty amazing.
it is. It is.
Yeah, that's a different story. Who knows, man? Crop
Oh
circle.
yes. Just to go back to the pictures on Mars, there was one thing I wanted to mention that I forgot to mention. Something that doesn't regularly occur in nature, whether it's water erosion, wind erosion, whatever it is, are square 90-degree angles. You almost, correct me if I'm wrong, but you almost never see that in geology or, you know, the natural world.
That's kind
Nature
of
doesn't.
that's you're right.
And
That's
yet,
how you know the difference.
you find a lot of those in the rover photos that are square corners that seem to be geometrically set up in a way that nature does not do that, you
Yeah,
know.
there's square corners, there's a lot of caves, you know,
Yes,
square
a lot of
cornered caves,
entrances, yes,
entrances,
or exits, as the case may be, but
Yeah,
doorways,
so who
and
knows,
you, yes, it's really, that's one of the most interesting aspects to me. And you just think, well, it's screamingly obvious. Somebody built this. I don't know who built it, but somebody did. You know, it was not, you know, it's not
Right.
something you'd find in a riverbed. It just
Yeah.
doesn't work like that. And yet, there it is. These
There it is. Yeah.
are NASA photos, and that raises more questions than it answers, for sure. But yes, and that's, I find that absolutely fascinating.
Well, what I really like the most about it is the fact that, I mean, I probably have 100 pictures right now that I still haven't even gone through because I've found so many things I can't keep up. But that's the thing, is that there's so many of them. You know, if it was just one thing, like, oh, come on, it's a shadow. Or two things, oh, come on, that's it. You know, you're just trying to look, make it look like a face or something like that. But there's just so many, you can't discount all of them, you know.
Exactly, the volume is huge. I
Yeah,
remember
volume is huge.
this going back several years that I've been interested in this, to the figure on Mars that, and most people were really sarcastic about it and everything. I know it wasn't a living creature, but it seemed like a statue because wind and water don't make something with arms. It clearly seemed to be a statue. And that seemed tremendously important to me, and yet got no official acknowledgement other than, as usual, the wind
Yeah,
did.
because if you can't get mainstream to acknowledge it, then it's just people like you and me talking about it, you know.
Yes.
I have that one. It's August 30th, 2022. To your point, it's a right angle piece, and then it's flat, and then it's got a triangle cut into it. It's like there is
Yes.
no way.
Those do not exist in nature. Those are,
It's a
masoned
broken piece of
objects.
something. Yeah. And that's what all these are. They're all broken pieces of something.
Some of the I'm thinking of, let's see. You put one out on November 27th called a relic field. And that's certainly what it looks like. It just looks like all of these things have to be at some level manufactured. Whether they're Stone Age manufactured or Space Age manufactured, they're not something that nature produced. That did not happen like that.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, what is that, October 7th? I have that one. The rover actually ran over it.
There we are. Are you destroying the evidence? Yes.
This is like just kind of willy-nilly roll over a pile of artifacts, too.
And again, if we found this on Earth, if we found an island that we hadn't discovered and all this stuff was laying there, we would have no problem acknowledging that at some point some people live there. That would be a foregone conclusion, wouldn't even be controversial. But because it's not on Earth, it's the big deal,
That's exactly right.
And that just, I am hopeful that as time goes on, the sheer weight of the evidence will cause this to come out and we'll get just some acknowledgement. They're not going to solve it for us. I don't think NASA or any agent of the government can really solve it for us. But they can at least admit what they know. And I do think they know things. And I
Yeah, I think they're
feel
just
they should tell
tied
us.
to how far they should go with it. Like I was saying
Yes.
earlier, you know, it's easy to admit there was microbial life and maybe even find some fossils from it. But do you really want to admit, yeah, we found some skulls? There's, something used to live, you know.
That would get a reaction.
Yeah, November 4th, I have a picture of a skull there.
Oh yes. I remember that one.
And it's
And
interpretive,
it's a
you know.
skull. That's
Yeah.
what it is. It's a skull,
But
If we
what's funny of it is where it is, down below it, there's another piece that has like a right angle cut into it. And there's a piece next to that that looks like a chunk, like a big donut, you know, a square donut. It's like it's a pile of stuff, you know. So
Yes,
you're going to
yes.
find something on Mars. Yeah, that's what you're going to find. You're going to find leftover relics that are just almost obliterated. So yeah, you're not going to find some thing that was 1,000 years old. All these things are super old, but they're still there because, you know, the atmosphere didn't erode them away.
And that's one of the great things about Mars is that it is so dry and stuff gets preserved.
Yeah, you got a lot
And
to
that makes things can last for incredibly long periods of time. And I think there's going to be at some point in the future, hopefully within both our lifetimes, some sort of astro archaeology where we find the relics of past civilizations on other planets. And I think that's going to be a thing not that far in the future, in part because of work like yours, in part because these things are out there. And if you
So what do
can
I have?
see them,
I have 178 posts. I have easily that many more that I haven't got to yet. And
wow.
I don't look at it like, maybe 2 or 3 hours a week. This thing is filming 24/7. Imagine what I'm missing.
It is
You
humbling
have
to, yeah,
somebody
there's
that
so
just
much
is
out there.
watching
You
constantly. In this is that other thing too. All these pictures that I do, I have to brighten them up, but I also have to, what's the word?
draw the circles and
Give me
lines and
clarity, but that's not it.
okay.
When you do a photo
Oh yeah, I know what you're kind of
and I
adjusting the
edit it,
lighting.
okay, I increase the exposure. I play with the contrast to make it as good as we can see it. But the sharpness, it's always 23. I go to like about 23, 20 to 23. This is a NASA camera. It's like they're blurring them on purpose. There's no reason I should have to make it more clear. And I am.
Yes, you'd think that it would come in a rather perfect shot
You think you
most
just
of the
zoom in
time.
where it is, but no, you gotta make it more clear first and zoom in. And it's like I shouldn't have to do that. So I think they purposely do that to try to blur stuff. And if they're doing that, it's because there's stuff there that people are seeing,
Oh yes, I wouldn't doubt that at all.
So sooner or later, there's going to be irrefutable proof that Mars, that NASA's going to be embarrassed about, that somebody's going to catch, and they're going to give it to, AP or CNN, and that'll be the end of it. It's like, here it is. You can't deny it. Mine are,
Exactly.
a lot of them are ambiguous, and they can say, I don't think so. Oh, it could be something else, kind of a thing, but they're going to find something if they haven't already, because
And that's it.
I always see 1% of what they're showing,
I have a love-hate relationship with NASA. What's that relationship? No, they don't care. I just have love-hate feelings with NASA. I love the fact they're doing this. Okay. I love the fact that we're able to put robots on Mars with
I know,
cameras
pretty
and
cool.
walk around and see this stuff at point blank range. I love that. If they could just admit that, this is what we're seeing this. Now, make of it what you will, but don't explain everything away, when they choose to explain anything. I
And it landed with, some section of Al Jazeera crater. I mean, who's to say of the 1% of the pictures that I see that they send out from there, that's 1% of Mars.
yes,
There's a whole
yes.
another entire planet you have to look at.
Oh yes. And
Yeah.
if you landed in the Mojave Desert in California, you wouldn't get a full picture of the planet Earth.
Right. Yeah.
You'd need to go many different places,
That's a good point. Yeah.
and see. And I'll just, it's always for me important that there's no place on Earth that we've been able to find on our own planet, from Antarctica to the boiling jets at the bottom of the ocean to the deepest mines. There's never been a place we found that didn't have life. It's not like we only have life here and here. We have life everywhere. It's like we can't get rid of life. Okay. Life, at least in some form, exists just everywhere. And yet we're told it's only Earth, and it's because we only have the right mix of chemicals and temperature and gravity and many, many things. But I don't believe that. Especially, and correct me if I'm wrong, but they found fungus growing on the outside of the International Space Station. Okay, I mean, that's the least hospitable environment possible. You're in open space. It's freezing cold. There's radiation. There's nothing to feed on. And yet, and I stand corrected if anybody can correct me on this, but no, they did find microbial life. They did find beyond that. They found fungus growing on the outside of the space station while they're in space. So, you
That's
know,
crazy. Yeah, but it's out there.
if it can live there, I'm pretty damn sure it can live on Mars and the moon and maybe in the clouds of Venus. People have focused on, well, the surface of Venus is 900 degrees. That's why the Russian probes that they sent in the 70s melted. I get that. But maybe they don't live on the surface. You know, if you landed on the core of our Earth, your probes would melt immediately too. But if you stayed up at a higher range where it's colder, it might be the
Well,
perfect
that's like you
thing
said
for most life.
earlier, you know, in the depth of the oceans, we have microbial life living in volcanoes or
Yes,
underneath.
that's
So,
something that should kill. It seems like boiling water would kill just anything, but no, there's a whole ecosystem that lives in that, you know, and that.
Well, yeah, you can't discount anything anymore.
Exactly. And you, to me, you can't discount life anywhere. And especially you can't discount in the past that it certainly lived in different places. There's a very, I don't know, egocentric problem with we're Earth and we're the only place that's ever had life. We're the only life we know of. Well, I think once we're like, maybe the end of this century, hopefully, hopefully sooner, but we will have found life just all over the place. That life isn't super rare, you know, incredibly difficult to exist. It's actually pretty commonplace, and it
Yeah,
is
I
all
think
over the
most scientists
surface.
will actually agree with that. It's just at one level. You know, they'll agree that, you know, they can get some kind of microbial life or, you know, mitochondria or something like that. You know, you got to admit that if you can get that, you can get further, you know. And things have been around for billions of years. So come on, you
If they've had enough time to evolve, then they should
know.
have something higher.
Yeah,
Yes.
if you think we started from mitochondria and became human, why does can't the mitochondria on another planet become something? You
And
know, you can't say
that's
that that's
just
the end of the line. We're the only ones that advanced.
exactly. We kind of have this mentality that because we're the biggest, most advanced thing in our little corner of the world, that we're the greatest ever. But that seems so, I just think that's false. And that there might be so many things out there that look at us and are like, okay, well, you're the top raccoon in your woods, but that doesn't mean you're, you know, all powerful.
I think if
You know,
everybody, you know, if everybody could go into the space station and see the Earth from outside the Earth, we would realize, you know, how small we are. And our daily problems mean nothing to the universe. You
very
know,
true, very
we're just
true.
like little ants busy with our lives, and the universe goes on, you know.
Yes. I was saying yesterday to some friends of mine that aliens view us, we think that our divisions are really important, you know, between different nationalities, between different countries, between different things. And they all look at us as different flocks of ducks, you know, that, oh wow, the brown ducks are attacking the red ducks. Ooh, nobody cares, you know. You're all just ducks. And that's kind of how I see it, that, you know, if we could, as you said, And as, if I may, a couple of astronauts have said, if you can actually see the Earth from space, a lot of things, it changes your perspective,
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
you know? And you see that this, no, we really are all one, whether we care to be or not, that's what we are. And we have to deal with that. And we can be
Not you
dealing with it.
saw was it Ronald Reagan, I think, addressed the United Nations, and he made that comment. He actually said, if aliens came down here, imagine we'd all drop our differences and we'd be one against the aliens. You know,
Yes, indeed. In fact,
why can't we
I.
be like that anyway?
It's exactly. Do we need a threat? Do we need monsters to scare us into doing the right thing? I don't think so. The quote you're referring, yes, I remember that. And I also read something more recently that he called Gorbachev and was quite, this is Ronald Reagan, called Gorbachev and was quite serious that if aliens invaded, you'd have our backs, right? You'd stand with us. And Gorbachev is kind of weirded out, like, yeah, if that happens, we'll be there for you or something. What? But yes, that did happen, and that Reagan took it seriously.
And you got to figure, you know, Reagan took it seriously, and he came up with that Star Wars defense system, and everybody thought, oh, that's to shoot Russian missiles out of the sky. Yeah, maybe not, you know. And who knows if we even did that? It could be up there now. They'd never tell us, you
That's
know.
a very good question. And as you know, just from the news and everything, we're going back to the moon. Like they have plans in place to land astronauts on the moon again. I'm not amazed by that. I'm amazed at what the hell took so long. Why there was a like 30-year gap there. And I
I
don't
don't know
know.
either. I think it was really with it was the cost maybe involved, but all the like, you know, the there's what's the term for it? You know, the hard to find minerals, you know.
Oh, yes,
It's
unobtainium.
yeah, that's the
The
term for it. And we've been on the moon, you know, and so I think a lot of it's to mine the moon. I know China wants to go there, and there was some other country too that shocked me. I think it was maybe India wants to
India
go to the
landed a
moon.
robot. It didn't work out. This is, I think, around 2019. India landed a robot on the moon. It did not, like, it wasn't successful, but they still shot it from the Earth to the moon.
Yeah.
I mean, which is a pretty amazing accomplishment.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, American 1600s, you know, it's the new world. Everybody's sending their ships to the new world, you know.
Yes.
And all of a sudden,
And
everybody's going to the moon, you know.
that's, I love the spirit of exploration. And the best thing is, there shouldn't be anybody, as far as we know, there shouldn't be any native peoples to displace to do our pioneering, because supposedly it's empty. There's nothing there. And that makes it, you know, a lot cleaner. But yes, it seems like China, India, Russia,
Oh, rare earth elements. That's what I was
rare
thinking.
earth elements, you are correct,
Yeah,
sir.
they're rare on Earth, but they're not on the moon.
Yes, and China found something that they see as very valuable, that they're going to be working to develop, in mining the moon. And yeah, that's happening. The space race is back on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, but
Yeah.
shouldn't we
Well,
have kept doing that back in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, you know?
yeah, I think it's reached the point of, I mean, you know, billionaires, trillionaires now, you know, they've got the, you know, Elon Musk got his own space rocket thing. I mean, half the videos that I see people post, you know, oh, it's a UFO. And it's like, no, nah, it's one of his rockets. You know,
The
I even had one, And I thought it was very unusual because you never see him over Phoenix, but it's pretty spectacular, you know. And
Oh, I definitely think there's a lot of stuff out there that's perceived as UFOs that is just human tech, but it's human-made tech that's really advanced. And since I've seen my first drones in the wild, like, wow, okay. A while earlier, I would have totally called that a UFO experience, but
Especially at night, people put up drones at night and they can make them do patterns and stuff, and people think it's a UFO. And you know, and people, they have the technology too now to manipulate stuff and make it look like a UFO when it wasn't. And the bad thing about that is if there really was one, nobody would believe it because there's too many people
That's kind of
make
the
one, you
that's
know?
kind of yeah, the paradox that, and that's what I started off when we started talking, that it's not that I don't like people posting pictures and film of alleged UFOs. No, I mean that's good, but it's just in today's world, you can't prove anything. Anything can be faked. And
It's amazing how good they are. No.
yes, and some people put ridiculous effort into faking something. That always kind of blows my mind. Like, really? Is this
Else
your hobby?
to
Is your hobby is bull crap? I mean,
do.
what are you doing, man? But yeah, just the stuff that is out there that can be misidentified is stunning. I've seen, again, a drone. The first time I saw a drone swarm, I was freaked out by that. And I went online and anonymously and just said, look, I'm not saying this is UFO, but just tell me, is it possible to do like a dozen drones flying in formation at low altitude? I was like, and I was immediately told that I was old. And yeah, dude, that's totally a thing. It's called a drone swarm. You can buy them
It's
and you
crazy.
just,
They can do shows and everything with them.
yes, you can control, and one person can control the whole thing very easily. You're like, okay, well, that I'll let that explain that. That because it didn't look like anything impossible, but it just looked weird as hell. I was driving, just running mundane errands, and I thought I saw a flock of geese overhead. And then it looked to me like, man, those geese are really pumping their legs. Like usually geese are kind of graceful, they kind of just float along. And I look, so like I take my eyes off the road and I actually look at them. Those are not geese. These are drones. Holy crap. And there's like a dozen of them in a V formation. And I'm like, okay, is that something that usually happens? Is that a mundane object? And it turns out, yeah, it probably was. And,
Well,
but.
I wouldn't say mundane though. I mean, whoever was doing it had to have a lot of money. He had to be very smart. So he was a purpose, you know.
There was some reason that was being done too, probably other than somebody's hobby. Yes.
It's not for fun. It's too expensive. You have to get FAA clearance and all this crap, you know.
That's true. That's true. In fact, the LAPD or LA
But it's in
Sheriffs,
the
I can't
military.
remember, they wanted to deploy a bunch of drones to patrol Los Angeles. And the FAA said, no, you can't do that. That's too many flying objects out there.
We don't need those days.
Precisely. I'm not looking to be observed
We don't need
24/7.
Terminator, you know.
Well, that's yes, that's the thing too, and the technology is spreading. A lot of countries have drones now. Well, and not to be too political, but recently in Ukraine, Russia like ran out of drones and had to borrow some from Iran. So I mean, they're around, and a couple years ago, Hamas sent a drone over Israel, and they're not even like a full-fledged country. They're just like a group, but
Yeah.
that technology is out there, and that affects everything, you know.
Yeah, they get the money and they hire somebody that knows how to do it, you
That's all you have to do,
know.
yes. And just to not to beat it to death, but in 2019, I don't know if you recall this, in Colorado and I think it was Oklahoma, there were these strange, very large drones that were seen by hundreds and hundreds of people. And it only lasted for a couple of months. From the very end of 2019 to the very beginning of 2020. And this was investigated by just everybody. The FAA, the FBI, I believe the ATF, because they could have been explosive or something. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation, and just everybody was in on this. And they never came to any decisive conclusion. They just it stopped happening and went away. But these were, excuse me, these were several foot in diameter drones that were being seen on a daily basis for weeks at a time. And they were never tracked down. It was never solved, and it just kind of went away.
Yeah.
And
Well, I mean, it could have been the military, and that's why it went away.
it could be. And certainly that to me is my first explanation is it's probably some kind of military op, which of course they denied, but of course they would deny it, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, and they're going to tell everybody else to back off, Who knows?
Yes, and nobody wants to, yeah, exactly. The FBI is not going to indict the Air Force for
Yeah.
doing something like that. It's not going to happen, you know. It's just going to be one of those things that goes away, you know.
You can almost, rest assured if something major happens and then it just kind of goes away, they know what it is. They don't
Yes,
want
I
to
would have to concur completely that, you know, it was probably an inside job at that point. Yes. But to find out what, I have no idea, you know, what the bigger picture was. It's just interesting to me. Yeah.
Well, throw out there real quick that. That book I'm working on, and it's about aliens.
Oh, yes, please.
And it's called The Ambassador. And basically, this guy is kind of the representative for the humans, and the aliens are coming back and they want to take over Earth. And another alien group doesn't want them to, and another alien group who kind of oversees all the aliens are letting things fall into place more or less, but they want things to happen a certain way. And basically, the humans have no say in the matter, but humans want to have a say in the matter. And so that's what this guy is trying to do, is trying to find a way to have a say in the matter, because basically the aliens are saying, we're either going to wipe out the human, or we're going to send them to another planet in a different quadrant. Or they can stay here, but they're under our rule. They'll be basically will be their slaves.
Wow,
So
that sounds
this is their
fascinating,
choice
man.
in life, and we don't have a
Yeah.
choice. And it could be happening right now. The aliens could be talking it over, like, "What do you want to do with these humans? They're going to destroy themselves. They're going to destroy this planet. Experiments failed. What are we going to do?"
In the words of Charles Fort, perhaps we are property. Yes, that man, that sounds like a really interesting book.
Yeah, I can't wait to get done with it, but I'm only
Yes.
about a third through it, so it'll be a little while.
I hear you. Well, hey, thanks a ton, Charles, for being here tonight.
You're welcome.
I have had a really great time talking with you. I think we've
I
covered.
love talking to like-minded people.
Oh, yeah.
With that alien con they're having in California, I thought, oh, that'd be cool to go there and meet all those guys. I don't have the time and the money, so I'm not doing it.
If I won the lottery, I would go to some kind of show like that, probably like every other week, you know.
Yeah.
I yes, I would love to be a part of that, but
Oh, I go to
same
Machu
situation,
Picchu and
yeah.
all those places,
Yeah.
I can't
Is
think
that
of now. What's the one with the H blocks? That's It's up in northern Bolivia, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't think
And
of it. Attica, no. Something like Atacama Desert. No, the Atacama Desert's the lions and pictures.
I
Yeah.
know of what you're talking about. I can't name
Yeah.
it, but
Anyhow, I'd love to
yes.
go to all those places.
Yes, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, somebody said that they think that was a civilization, like an alien civilization that was actually blasted out of it. And
Wow.
they have evidence that makes it look like there was a nuclear blast that caused that thing to be destroyed.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty
That
amazing stuff,
is incredible. Yes.
Yeah, and the things that they find there, those H blocks and round holes that are maybe 3 inches round, and they go through a rock like 12 inches, and then it turns and comes out the side of the rock. On, we can't do that now.
Exactly.
They
That
didn't
is
do that with a
technology
stick.
beyond what we have now. Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, it's just crazy stuff. I'd love to go visit there. Hello.
Same here, man. Same
For now,
here.
I'll just stay here and watch Opportunity find relics for
Hey, the internet's good for some things. That's for absolute certain.
Yeah.
People criticize social media and a lot of things, but we couldn't be doing this 30 years ago. There's no way, you
Yeah, that's a
know.
good point. Yeah.
And the fact that we have access to a site in, I won't say real time, but almost real time, is pretty awesome, you know.
Yeah, that
And
we can get pictures from Mars and show it to anybody on the planet that has a phone.
yes, indeed.
Pretty amazing. It is
Yes,
pretty amazing.
indeed.
I mean, when you look at this, you got this, everybody's got a little computer that if you showed up in 1900 with this, you'd be a god.
Yes, indeed. You would say,
It's
touche.
amazing.
Yes, you certainly would. You would be capable of things that people could not explain at all.
Yeah.
And that wasn't that long ago. I mean, I
Wow.
recently visited my grandmother. She's 101. And so much happened within her lifetime that, we are all dealing with drastic change.
Yeah, they're saying all this, the phone and the computers and all that stuff was all reverse engineered from that crash crop in Roswell. And who's to say it wasn't,
And I know people who will disagree with this, but I do wonder so hard if they have at least one crash craft hidden away. Maybe who's that guy that owned Skinwalker Ranch?
Oh, I love that show.
Bigelow.
Bigelow.
Yes. And people
Well,
criticize
not anymore.
Bigelow.
That other guy bought
Yeah, Bigelow sold it, but
it.
Bigelow spent a lot of money on investigating the paranormal and different things, and has made some ambiguous statements about possibly having some non-human tech, because Bigelow Aerospace, it was and is a big deal in that world. And some people have trashed him, but I've always said, look, if I was that rich, that's exactly what I'd be doing.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd be doing the same damn thing and make
Right.
sure I had that tech, and finding out these things. I would certainly do that.
Yeah.
You know,
Sure.
but yes. Well, hey, thanks a lot, Charles, for coming on tonight. Where is the best place for people to find you?
That Instagram site. That's all I got.
All right, no problems. That's
No.
why I only talk to you there, because that's what you're out there.
Yeah,
No
just
problems.
go find what's up with Mars.
Which I cannot endorse enough. If you are listening to this broadcast, you should definitely be following him on Instagram, because it's interesting all the time. I mean, it's really good. And
I put some
I
jokes
can't
in there
praise
too
this.
once in a while just to try to be funny,
Yes, you do
but
have the thing. I remember the thing with the asteroid and the gun coming
Oh
out of
yeah,
it.
that's right
And
in the
yes, that was very funny. But
gun,
90% of the time, he's presenting serious NASA pictures with just the arrows and O's drawn on there to show you, hey, what the hell is this? And I can't endorse it enough. It's really awesome.
Yep. Well, I keep waiting for that smoking gun, and that there's something's gonna pop up that it just,
And I think
it
that
says
will happen.
something.
I think that definitely will happen at some point in the near future. Yes.
And like I said, it could have already happened. We just
We may
I
have to
because I wasn't
research
online at the time,
and dig up when it did happen. Yes, yes,
Maybe somebody else
yes.
will find it. We need like, 100,000 more me's doing the same thing. We can analyze every one of those pictures and we'll find everything.
Absolutely. Something like the SETI program, but with the stuff that's already out there, you know,
Yeah, exactly.
that'd be awesome. Well, hey, thanks a lot for appearing. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. It's
Well,
fun.
folks, this has been the weird part. I am your host, Vincent Treewell. Charles from What's Up with Mars has been my guest. Thank you for listening, and good night.